Okay. I think I'm here. I don't know why I'm not, but I could be. I could be not. Testing. Alright, we're gonna give this a shot here and see what the heck happens. I got Captain Matt Haig on the line here, and we're gonna get to a fishing report. If nothing else works, let's hope this works. Last week, nobody could hear me. My mics all went out. It was amazing, literally. So, anyway, so what's going on out in the wide world of fishing? Something besides these goofy computers. I got to talk about something real and wonderful.
Well, the tarpon fishing's still been excellent.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yep.
Ooh,
tarpon has still been real good in the harbor, and red fish are starting to show up in the south end of Pine Island Sound.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Oh, wow. Boy, somebody... I think what happened is somebody nudged a couple of the buttons on my,
table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, oh, my God. I went from not being there to really loud.
Nah, I can hear you now, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, now, let's go, kind of let's, if you got... You've been doing much on tarpon trips. I know you had a great vacation.
Yeah. Just got back from vacation, had a great time. But tarpon is still doing excellent. I just hung up the phone with Danny, and he's got a double on right now.
Really?
Yep.
Man, I wouldn't mind be doing that today. I've had about enough of this office for a while. So
yeah,
let's tell me about the tarpon. Are they still out in the passes at all?
We're casting BOA bait busters at them while we're pulling ladyfish behind the boat.
Gotcha.
So we're sight fishing the fish we see, but we're leaving big ladyfish behind the boat for the occasional swim by.
And, I mean, that's got to be the best way to do it, because I don't care what you say. The more you... I could stand on the front boat casting. The wife's got a shrimp out behind the boat as we're, going along, and she's kind of reading a book and having a good time, and next thing you know, she's catching 3 to 1.
Exactly.
And I just didn't know that it was going to translate so well to the tarpon fishing aspect, but it really does.
In the fall. In the fall, when we come out of summer, we're starting to roll in, getting, the late summer pattern. Those fish move from the beaches, and when the majority leave, all the fish that are here to eat move up in the harbor and start eating. Not just, as we call it, they're not a spring break party anymore. Now it's time to fatten up for the journey. And I believe they pile up in the harbor and get on them big glass minnow spools. And,
I think you're absolutely right. Because spring break is all about,
socializing.
Right. Well, I forget what singer did. Where the boys are,
Exactly.
That whole thing. Now you know I don't make a living in a band. So, everything now is more about, okay, we're done with all that. We can relax. This is like being in the diner at, 3:30 in the morning. It's over. You're done,
And what's crazy is, Frank, is the tarpon fishing right now is better than the peak of tarpon season. But you're not seeing as many, so it doesn't feel the same.
Well... But it's been that way since, you've been doing this and I've been doing this.
Yeah.
Because, everybody comes down. And I think the best part of what you also aren't seeing is a million other boats.
A million other boats, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to say that's the biggest thing that I don't see at this time of year is all the other boats and all. You can get out there and you've got a few boats around the area fishing for them, but everybody's kind of nice, and that one's way over there, and that one's over there, and it's just a lot more laid back. Everybody
isn't,
I don't think they're not fighting over the tarpon, they're just fishing for the tarpon.
Exactly. They're not fishing for one bite, where sometimes during May and June, you're looking for a bite sometimes, not how many you miss. I mean, because there's some schools are focused on the fish in front of them, not eating. And you're just hoping to put it in front of the right fish at the right time during your charter, more or less than catching,
fish. Yeah. And I understand the impetus behind it because, somebody's paying you good money to be out there, catch these fish, and, you know, you just feel like you need to do this. So,
for sure, yes, sir.
And yep. We push the boundaries of good taste a lot more, I would say, in the name of our customers. But
yes.
The nice part about this time of year, you don't have to do that. You've got August, September, possibly part of October.
I tell you what, if you look at my journey every year, it almost gets to Halloween when you start seeing my last few catches. So Halloween's my number. You know, I tell people all the time, don't count tarpon out until close to Halloween.
Right. I mean, and then they get scared and run. I mean, those costumes are they're awful. You know, that the tarpon need to go where they can get a petting puppy and some crayons, you know, after those Halloween masks, you know.
Yeah. That first cold front gets closed and they bolt, you know, and they head south.
And why wouldn't it?
Our migratory fish, you know, leave, but our resident fish just flying back up in the harbors, you know, up in the top, Myakka, Pease, and the Clusaggi.
Well, the fish, and I think the big ones that stay are kind of on nursery duty or something.
Exactly.
Because
yep.
You'll see, there'll be 50, 60 small tarpon, and then all of a sudden, there's one that's on 50 pounds.
You're yeah.
Like,
yep.
What are you doing there, you know?
Yeah. No doubt.
So.
But something else right now, friend.
Okay.
The fishing down south has picked up. Schools of redfish are starting to move into the south end of the sound.
Right.
Around Charlie Pass, you know, the redfish pass are starting to curl in. So, you know, as history shows us, you know, we're a few weeks off from them starting to work, you know, make the way from offshore back in.
Yeah, and it took me a minute to figure out what you were talking about by Charlie Pass.
Yeah.
you know, I don't get down to that area very often, and I forget about that little cut that Hurricane Charlie put in the island.
Yeah, put it in, closed it up, and now it's just a big sand patch, but we still all call it the same thing.
Now it's what?
It's you know, that pass closed up pretty fast.
Right.
And now it's just a high spot, like a big underwater sand patch for about 300 yards.
Gotcha.
So it's like a big white sand bottom. It almost looks like you're fishing in the Bahamas.
So now is the water going across the island anymore?
No, it does not come across the island. It hasn't for a long time.
Yeah, that's what yeah. I thought. It closed yeah. up. It cut through very quickly and then closed
yeah.
up. I was able to go through, you know, get there while it was still open. And it was yes, pretty sir. Cool. I mean, we don't think of hurricanes cutting islands in half, but they sure can.
We got to wonder how passes started in the first place.
I guess. The redfish that are coming in, what are these slot fish, oversized fish?
Everything's oversized. You know, that 32 to 36 range.
Okay.
And a lot of fish piled up in, you know, redfish pass, blind pass. On them, when that tide's mostly on that outgoing tide, it seems like when those fish feed the best.
Cool. So, you get... Now, say that again. I almost got confused. Are you saying the incoming tide or the outgoing tide?
Outgoing tide when that water's murky. So, when we got some wind or some storms and that water murks up, redfish pass and blind pass, they almost, like, click on fire. When the water's clear, those fish are a pain in the butt. But if you can pick a day when the water's been churned up, maybe we've had some bad storms, it's a little windy, those passes have been on fire.
That wasn't hard to find a while ago, but I think they're getting harder to find.
Yes.
The weather's calming down a bit. Now, it's getting way worse up north, but it's really calming down here.
It's getting hot.
So, are you doing anything artificial-wise for them, or is it pretty much just a bait thing?
It's this time of year, it's a pinfish grunt, you know, more of a bottom bait, you know, getting to the bottom than it is anything else. You could bounce the jig through there, but them fish are on. I like to say them fish have been trained over the years, those big ones. I mean, they're waiting for a slippery, a grunt, a pinfish, you know, to come bouncing through there.
Gotcha. Now, anything going on Clusahatchee?
You know, I haven't heard anything good. I have not fished in it since tarpon season. and I haven't heard that they're way up in the Coosatchee worth anything. I mean, tarpon are always up there, but this time they're on, I call it maggot bait. They're eating glass, you know, freshwater minnows and stuff. So good luck trying to catch one of those this time of year.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And we've been far up on the, you know, on the hard range, Telegraph Creek, all the flow out, you know, you can catch snook on. I mean, you can do that year-round on the float, you know, when we have some real hard rain.
It's the same as fishing the spillways up here.
Yeah, same thing. But I haven't seen anybody or heard anybody, you know, going, oh, my God, the fishing's on fire. And I have not been.
Well, do you like throwing crankbaits, you know, stuff with a lip on them?
I used to a lot more than I do now. But back in the day, we did a lot.
Well, stop by either the store here or down there in Fort Myers, and I'll tell them that I got to get you to try a rip stop.
Okay.
Unreal.
Definitely.
The only ones I've fished with so far are peacock bass and largemouth, but I caught so many, it was unbelievable.
Nice.
And you know if the peacock and the largemouth are both eating it.
So with a snook and tarp.
I mean, it's got a front lip and a rear lip, and that rear lip's a little delicate. You're going to fall in love with the lure, catch a lot of fish, but you're going to end up replacing it as you snap that tail off.
Got it. Yep.
It's the only kind of flaw, but I'm thinking I was into 30, 40 fish in two days before I broke that lure off.
Yeah.
And, all right, if I boil it down, it's $8.95 for the lure divided by, you know, 30. It's not bad.
The math is good.
Yeah, the math, let's see, 8.95 divided by 30. Yeah. Okay, that means it cost me 29 cents a fish to use that lure. I'm happy
I think every angler out there would pay that.
Yeah, so, but I'll give you one because I'd really like some feedback on how it's going to work down south. You know, I can fish up here, but I don't get down there enough. Although I'm planning on it. Someday if you got a day off, give me a call. I'd like to ride with you down there and just do a little fishing in the Southland.
What we do is, as soon as we start to get cold, I'll take you up in the river there and show you where the dinosaurs live.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I know where that is. You forget how much work I did down there.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to basically, I haven't been out fishing with you in years, so get together, go fishing, but kind of got a hunch where some of those dinosaurs are. Might not be exactly where you are, but I fished at Coosatchee a lot for a couple years. You know, I was getting paid a lot of money to do that, so that was fun.
Absolutely.
I liked it. So anyway, I wish I could get that job back, you know?
Yeah.
Not the last version where I had to own the company and do all the work and hire and fire. The first version where I was hired help, but I was paid to supervise and know where the fish were when the boss came up.
Exactly.
I made more money. So. All right. Anyway, so as an overall for this weekend, everybody kind of going out there, any good advice kind of in general for the public?
Well, the bait's showing back up. It's the spawn bait finally gets to where it's not dealing in a quarter inch of bat. So if you're throwing bait, lures-wise, right now, anything white. Most fish are hot. First thing in the morning, you want to fish till about 11 when that heat comes out. On yard officials, once that heat comes out, those fish are going to drop down a little bit. Your tarpon are doing the same thing. You know, on the turn of the tide, first thing in the morning and that last hour of the afternoon, they're the most active. You know, in the heat of the day, everything drops down.
Yeah, I try and tell people right now, you know, I want to be in the house by 2. So
11. I say I want to be putting that boat on the trailer by 11:30, 12 o'clock. Just because if you're hot and miserable, you think just because the fish is in the water, well, the hot part of the water makes him miserable, but he's down.
Yeah, because I definitely I want to be in the house between 2 to 6. I can go back out after 6 o'clock.
Exactly.
And I don't mind fishing up till noon, but I want to be packed up by 1 o'clock going in the house between 2 to 6, I want to be in the house. You know, or in the bait shop talking about fish.
Or sitting in a restaurant having a long lunch.
Yeah, anything with ice in it and possibly some, what do they call it, depressive, antidepressive.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, but I think we're both on the same page there. Are you hearing about anybody able to play with Spanish mackerel or anything?
Something? No, sir. Nope, I haven't. A couple of guys I know that do that haven't been on the water a lot.
So, all right. Well, I really appreciate it, Danny. Danny, I'm sorry, Matt.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to cut you.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get hurt on that one. I was thinking about, you know, I haven't talked to Danny in a long time. It popped out the wrong way. But this is Captain Matt Haig. Tell me your phone number, how people get a hold of you. I'm going to link this stuff for
you.
Yes,
sir. My phone number is 239-633-7133. And my website is MattOutdoors.com, M-A-T, Matt with one T, outdoors.com.
All right. And it's funny, but we're now doing ads on Radio Fishing, and the amount, I get so many calls, and Akuma should be happy, because, you know, I don't think people realize that I take the money for these ads, but I put the ad together, and there's no copy. I say whatever I feel like saying about the companies,
yeah,
good or bad. And if you don't want that, don't buy the ad.
Yeah.
but Akuma, you know, I talk about, you know, I think, boy, some of the stuff I just don't like. And other stuff I do like, and one thing I'm really, you know, happy is with that $50 Seymour. And we've gotten so many calls. What's that $50 reel Frank likes so much? I bet you I sold a dozen of them off that. But
nice.
I think people respect honesty. If you're,
yeah, absolutely.
If all you're doing is talking about the good about stuff, you're screwed, because nobody's going to believe you.
You know, the thing nowadays, everything's been so washed down. You know, every guide out there, if he's given something over the years, these young guys think they just got to say everything's positive. Well, one thing, if anybody knows me, if you give me something that's a turd and you polish it real nice, no matter how much you polish it, it's still a turd, and I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons we've been friends all these years is I don't understand why people think you have to agree with your friends. I've done many things that you disagree with or even dislike. You and I have both had, you know, issues about stuff the other one does, but I think the difference is we understand it's about an issue or something, but that doesn't have anything to do with the friendship.
No, not at all.
And it's the same relationship I have with the manufacturers. And the guys I get along good with are the ones who know that you're going
to... They don't take it personal.
Right. This is good, this is bad. You know, junk is junk. So,
anyway,
you're back doing charters. You got any open dates where somebody might be able to sneak in with you?
Well, I've always kept August. I fish a little bit. I don't really push it real hard because it's still hot and I'm spoiled.
Here's one thing. For a lot of people, we get a lot of people come down, and they're going to be coming down October, November.
Yeah.
And if you've never fished the Coosawhatchie, that time is a magnificent time to fish on the Coosawhatchie, I think, anyway. So if you're listening out there, Danny, or God damn it, Matt, I'm sorry, Matt, I know I'm going to get hit. I know I'm getting one right to the back of the head the minute we meet. But, Matt, if you're out there and you're listening and you want to come down, you've never fished the Coosawhatchie, and you want to have a great experience, see some new country, some really cool stuff up there, everything from old train trestles and on up to dams, and, I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff. That would be my suggestion to the people, and if you have those tarpon dreams in your head, that's another good time to do the tarpon stuff. Up until mid-October. If you book before mid-October, I think there's a really strong thing for tarpon, and then after that, think about doing a Coosawhatchie trip. It's just not something people normally do, but it's very cool.
And one thing I tell people when they call me is, you'll find out if I'm your guide. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on before we go, and if it's not what you're looking for, that time of year, if the tarpon aren't biting and you book a tarpon trip, we don't go.
Right.
You know, I'm going to shoot you straight. I want your money a lot. I just don't want it once.
But that's exactly the same way I do this. A guy came in the other day. I talked him out of $400 in rods and reels because he already has them. I'm like, bud, you have this, you have this. I know, I've sold it to you.
Yeah.
Why are you going to... He said, well, I just thought I should use that. I said, it's up to you. But now the ball's in your court. I'm telling you, you don't need it.
Yes, sir.
You know, and he ended up not getting it. but he's got another rod he's bringing in, and we're putting a bait runner on.
Yeah, he'll continue to come because he doesn't feel like he's just being told stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just like on a charter, same thing. I'm not pushing nothing on you. If you want to catch a snook, and you come down here, and I don't think you're going to catch a snook, we don't go.
You know.
Now, I can't say that'll ever happen, but...
I have a hard time picturing when you're going to have a tough time with the snook, but I mean, I think you could have picked a different fish on that one because
it sounded good.
I mean, it really did sound good, but I'm going to call the BS card on that, Matt, because I'm just thinking, okay, Matt going out, not catching snook. That would be a tough one. So, anyway,
yeah.
I'll let you go. I appreciate it very much.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking the time to chat with us here on Radio Fishing. And I'm going to have the Matt's name will link over to his stuff and the Matt Outdoors with 1T. So, anyway, boys and girls, any last words, Captain Matt?
Hey, I'm ready to go fishing.
All right. Okay. And I took some notes here while I was talking with Matt. We'll add them to the fishing report. Thanks again, Matt. This is Fish and Frank from Radio Fishing, and we will catch you guys in just a very short time with the Area Fishing Report.